Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and let's look at our day in history. We had a lot going on this day in history. We'll just go through it so we can get to our guests here on this April the 2nd. This is a day that, the man named John Mercer Langston, now that Langston name is familiar because he is the uncle of Langston Hughes. He was a man who was born free, and in 1855 became the first African American ever elected to public office in this place called Brownheim Township in Ohio. But more interestingly, this is a guy who is, he was the first congressman, black congressman from Virginia. He was a fighter for abolition his whole life before the Civil War. He was the first dean of the law school at Howard University. He was the first president of Virginia State University. He fought against Jim Crow his whole life until he died in 1897. And he was just an amazing human being. We will link into much more of his life on our website. And on this day, he became, in 1855, the first black person ever elected to political office in the United States of America. And on this day, the first woman to have become a congressperson was seated in 1917, Jeanette Rankin. And there's an interesting story here we'll also link to on our website. The Empress Zuditu died on this day in 1930, and Haile Selassie then became the Emperor of Ethiopia. She was the first woman recognized outside of Europe by the Europeans as a leader of a nation, as the Empress of Ethiopia. She has a really interesting and storied history in the wars that she led, and as well as helping to sustain the Menelik dynasty. But when she died, there were all these rumors about why she really died, because she, many of the conservative male leadership did not like the fact she was there, or the Empress Dowager, her mother being in power. And she's a really interesting and fascinating historical figure that you can check out as well. That'll be on our website, too. This is a day in 2008, let's go to 1984, when, since we're in the middle of the NCAAs, that John Thompson became the first African-American coach to win an NCAA tournament. And in 2008, the Pentagon declassified this 2003 legal memo that approved of what some people consider torture or harsh interrogation techniques of terror subjects, which launched this whole investigation, allowed the American Civil Liberties Union to launch a lawsuit. It was the beginning of the public being awakened to what was actually going on in our interrogations. On this day, a great children's writer, Hans Christian Andersen, was born in 1805. On this day in 1932, somebody else who will be linked to on our website, the great Bill Pickett passed away. And who was Bill Pickett? For those of you who don't remember, Bill Pickett was a very famous African-American cowboy. You ever see in the rodeos where people bulldog a cow, jump off the horse and grab him by the horns and rustle him to the ground? He created that whole art form. He created that as a cowboy. That's how he used to play games with cows and show how to do it. He would take care of herds that way. He created the whole sport of bulldogging is one of our great figures in our history. That's Today in History, April the 2nd. Much more on our website. To check it out at steinershow.org. And we'll be right back with our guests as we look at this incredible exhibit opening up now, but in Harford County. Stay with us.